Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this midweek tidbit, I'm going to be sharing all the things that are keeping me entertained, smiling, and intrigued. Yes, that's right, it's a midsummer roundup of the podcasts I'm listening to, the films I'm watching, and the books I can't get enough of once I get into them. Speaking of, let's start with books, shall we? If you follow me on Instagram, and it's super easy, you can find me there as at Emma Gunns, then you'll know I often post pictures of the books I'm reading or attempting to read. If you remember 26 Habits from 2018, the project where I either made or broke a habit over a two-week period for 52 weeks, then you'll know that one of the 26 habits was trying to get back into the habit of reading. And I've definitely fallen back off the wagon. Just yesterday, a new book arrived on a day when I could safely give myself an hour in the afternoon to have a cup of tea and read. And I didn't get more than 2 pages in, and I couldn't tell you a single bit of it. My mind was all over the place. Because I started checking my phone, getting distracted, remembering about an email that I had to send. So it was just, I just had to abort the mission, basically. And yet I look at my friends like Anna Newton from the Anna Edit, who is often talking about the books she's powered through in a day. And I realize how much I'm missing out on by not reading more, like really missing out on it. I mean, simply put, that's what it is. You're missing out. I'm missing out on insight from people who have had experiences that I haven't, or have experienced things in a way that I haven't, that would better my understanding of the world and my general knowledge, and I am not engaging with it. So it's with renewed, again, enthusiasm that I realise how important it is that I begin to read more. And I've selected a pile of books that I'm determined to get through. The first were 2 recommendations by my friend Charlotte, and they are Leaving Microsoft to Change the World by John Wood and The Skeleton Cupboard by Tanya Byron. Have you read either of them? Leaving Microsoft to Change the World chronicles John Wood's decision to leave his high-flying job at Microsoft and set up Room to Read, a charity that has gone on now to set up over 5,000, I think it is, schools and libraries in the developing world. And Charlotte's assessment was, I've read this book, you'll love this, and you'll want to get John on your podcast. So that's definitely in my pile. And her second recommendation was The Skeleton Cupboard by Tanya Byron. And I've heard a little bit about this book, and I feel as though I've seen friends posting about it on social, saying that they've either read it or that they're about to read it. And the first line of the back cover is, every life has a story, which is something I firmly believe too, which is why anybody would make a great podcast guest, in my opinion. But this comes from Professor Tanya Byron and her years of training as a clinical psychologist. And the final line on the back cover is, this book is a testimony to anyone who has strived to make the journey from chaos to clarity. Again, right up my strata, another great recommendation for me by Charlotte. Now, another book that I have on my pile is The Power of the Actor by Ivana Chubbuck. It's a book I heard about from my good friends, RuPaul and Michelle Visage. Obviously, I'm making a joke there. I heard them talk about it on the podcast, but I feel like they're my friends. It was quite a while ago, in fact, and I held back from buying it because ultimately it's a guide for actors. It's a Bible for actors, as it's referred to quite regularly in reviews. And I am not an actor. But in going through the reviews and in listening to what Rue and Michelle had to say about it, it highlighted the fact that as well as it's a great book for actors, it's also a great book full of a toolkit, or full of the toolkit for navigating life and relationships. We shall see. But Ivana Chubbuck, just in case you weren't aware, she is the person behind the Chubbuck technique. And she's held in the same regard as legendary acting coaches like Stanislavski, Meisner and Strasberg. So I thought, let's finally get it. That was the book that actually I sat down with yesterday and made no progress with. And actually, it's a book I've wanted for ages, and I bit the bullet at the weekend and thought, right, I'm going to get it. And then it arrived and I just didn't have the attention span to dip in, which is really annoying, actually. I have had Michelle Obama's autobiography, Becoming, on my bookshelf since Christmas, and I haven't got round to reading it for several reasons. Firstly, my own laziness and lack of attention span. Secondly, because it's a big book and doesn't fit easily into my handbag, so I can't read it on the train or when I'm out and about. And thirdly, because I keep putting it off until a time when I can properly devour it in the one or two sittings I imagine it will take to read. I know a lot of people who've read it who just say it's absolutely brilliant. And I subscribe to Audible, which is where the books are on audio file. And I have decided, since Michelle herself narrates the book, that I'll do what I did with Russell Brand's Recovery and let Michelle read it to me while I read along. I've actually found that this maximizes my enjoyment, and you hear the nuances and tone that maybe you wouldn't. Like, it's a Recovery by Russell Brand is a great example. You can read it, and you can read it quite matter-of-factly, because it's his reinterpretation and reapplication of the 12 steps. So you can read it quite sort of boom, boom, boom. But then he's, in his narration, he's like, so what are you doing? Get off your bum, go and write a list. And you kind of get a completely different experience through the audio. So I'm hoping that that's what I get. Another great example of a well-read audiobook is Armie Hammer reading Call Me By Your Name in his deep, resonating voice. If you have trouble sleeping, goodness me, get that audiobook and pop that on in the background. Yum. Speaking of audio pleasure, let's talk podcasts. One in particular has been on my radar a lot recently. A lot of people have been talking about it. And then my brother, Gavin, who's been on the show, he said, oh, you have to listen to it. I'm powering my way through it. And so I was in the car at the weekend and I thought, you know what, I'm going to cue that up on the old phone and listen to that while I'm driving.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I actually think a listener messaged me about it last year after I had Hannah and Saruti from the True Crime podcast Red Handed on the show, saying, oh, you might like this too. And it is a true crime story told in real time by journalist and author Neil Strauss. And I started listening to it in the car, and I think I got through 3 episodes. They're about 30 to 40 minutes long. And then when I got home, I listened to another 4. And it's a 12-part series, and I've come unstuck. I just started to feel that for a case that just kind of fell into his lap days after it happened, days after this particular person goes missing, it all is a bit perfectly complicated and complex. It's not just a case of, yeah, X went missing, Y was a suspect, X turned up dead, Y was banged to rights because of cell phone records. We reckon this is what's happened, the end. And I know that doesn't make an interesting podcast, but it just almost seems, and maybe I'll find out in the final few episodes, but it just seems a bit too, oh, isn't that a wonderful story that you've been able to tell? And they have produced it brilliantly. It's produced like it's been produced in the way that a good TV show on Netflix or a streaming service is created, so that you immediately go to the next one. You just skip the intro and you go straight into the next one, because it cues you up to be very excited about what the content of the next episode is going to be. But I'd be interested to hear from you. Has anyone else listened to it? Has anyone else tried it? Did anyone else become unstuck? I'm going to persevere. I'm going to listen to the end. But I'm just curious. I think it's very well told. I think it's very well produced. But I'm just having issues with it. So anyone else? And you also know that I do love me a cinema trip. Ouch, sorry, I just pinged myself. Didn't mean to do that. You know I love a cinema trip, but after Avengers Endgame back in April, I really needed a bit of a break, because that was a lot. Plus, it didn't really feel like there'd been anything too exciting on a screen near me. And the only two films I wanted to go and see were Longshot and Booksmart, and they were in and out of cinemas so quickly, which is awful, because it means that they weren't supported enough, and so I feel bad that I didn't go. And I've heard that they were absolutely brilliant. I did go out and see Rocket Man the other day, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I could honestly watch Taron Egerton watch paint dry and be entertained by him. I just think he's a phenomenal actor. I think he's brilliant. But there is one film on the way that's giving me hope, and that's Yesterday, directed by Danny Boyle and written by Richard Curtis. And it's about an aspiring musician who, after a worldwide blackout, is the only person able to remember the songs of the Beatles and starts writing and performing them and goes on to achieve worldwide success. And it looks like a fun bit of fantasy with a great soundtrack, so I'm here for it. And I'm sure you can imagine, a fun bit of fantasy, but with Richard Curtis at the writing helm, it's going to have a big heart too. So what books are you reading? What podcast would you recommend? Can you suggest a fantastic feel-good movie? Why don't you do that over in the Facebook group? The link to join is in the show notes, and it's very simple. You do have to answer two questions. If you don't answer those two questions, you don't get in. But it's where we can discuss all of these sorts of things and more in greater detail. And I would love for you to join that group, because there are a group of nearly 3,000 of you, my most excellent listeners, having a ball talking about all sorts. Every episode generates a lot of posts and conversation that are hopefully helpful to the people taking part and reading. Whether you're in there just to watch and to read, or whether you're in there to contribute, it does seem to be it's social media at its best, which is what I always say, because it's very supportive and everyone seems very loving and open and caring towards each other, which is a great thing to see. You can also follow me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to get in touch with me, by Jiminy, just drop me an email to thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. And I would also like to say a shout out in this week's episode to the listener who stopped me when I was probably with Force 10 bit shield on my face. I apologize for the pinging. The lovely, lovely listener, Lou, who stopped me this week and said she listened to the show and that she really enjoyed the content. That meant such a lot, and I was on cloud nine for a while afterwards. Maybe that's the reason why I couldn't read my new book, because I was still on such a high. Thank you so much for listening. Join that Facebook group, DM me on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, and please don't be shy about emailing thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I'll see you on the next one.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.